Good morning, and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Good morning on this Saturday. Oh my goodness, the Saturday before Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Hard
fast.
To believe. Yes. Dixie came here, 1100 KNZZ AM and 92.7 FM. We have a guest in the studio. We have a guest on the phone, and it's time for us to get busy. Have you heard the bees buzzing in this fair valley lately?
I have, and I live in Palisades, so
of course. The apricot trees are just full of the bees right now, and it's a little dicey, but it looks like those blossoms on the peach trees are starting to show a little evidence. We have Chef Chad from the Wine Country Inn sitting here. Ed Colby on the line. Good morning, Ed. Hi, Ed. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
All right. Hey, you were here with us this Saturday to talk about Honeybee Festival, honey, and all kinds of good tasting things and bees. And I have in here in the studio with me, Ed, meet Chad Griffith. He is the executive chef at the Wine Country Inn. Very involved with the Honeybee Festival. We'll be doing cooking with honey at the festival. And I don't know if you've met Jean Talley, co-owner of the Wine Country Inn, but she helped get the Honeybee Festival started many years ago. Very dedicated. And we are excited. I was telling everybody about you. I go, I'm going to be talking to an Aspen Mountain Ski Patrol guy. That,
you know, whoa!
And they go, well, wait.
Whoa, big shot.
And they go, oh, okay, but they were a little puzzled. And I go, oh, excuse me, 80 Beehives has written a book. He's a columnist. He's gone all over the world. In reference to bees. He cares about bees. He's worked on state legislation. What more do you want to know? And so, Ed, I have to tell you, reading about you and just our short, you know, contacts that we have made, I could tell you would be a fun guest. And you are going to be our star, the star presenter at the Honeybee Festival on April 13th. So, have you ever been to our Honeybee Festival?
I have. I was there last year helping my gal Marilyn sell honey.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, the way I found out about the festival was up until last year. Mm-hmm. Last year was the last year I did it. But I would bring bees down to pollinate the orchards around Palisade. Oh. And I saw that they're having not only a honeybee festival, but an international honeybee festival.
Yes.
And that's when I found out about it. And then Marilyn started selling honey down there, and then we do. One thing led to another, and now there are great expectations, but I don't know if I can fulfill them or not.
Oh, well, listen, just reading about you, you sound like you have so many interesting stories. And your book, The Beekeeper's Book, A Beekeeper's Life, right?
Right.
And you just came out with that not too long ago.
Yeah, it came out in 2020.
2020. Oh, what an interesting year for you to come out with a new book to 2020, right?
There you go.
It sure gave people something to read while they were sitting at home. And so,
I get it now.
So tell us, you are in, quote, in the Peach Valley area outside of Newcastle. Ed, I thought I lived in Peach Valley.
Well, maybe we both do. Maybe we're neighbors. You know, I read you can't grow peaches here anymore because they blossom too early and they freeze.
Sure.
But apparently, and I don't get it how this worked, but apparently back in the 1920s, there at least was a period when there were a lot of peaches produced here, and they were shipping them out by the boxcar load.
No kidding.
So, but to try to grow a peach here now, maybe 1 year out, maybe 1 year out of eight. I have peach trees.
So
maybe 1 year out of eight, I'll get peaches.
Okay, so we'll say you're legitimate then in saying you're in Peach Valley. But tell us, as a ski patrol Aspen guy, How did you move on to beekeeping?
Well, you know, it's terrifically expensive to live. The closer you get to Aspen, the more expensive it is.
I believe you.
And, yeah, so we were living in Carbondale.
Mm-hmm.
And my ex-wife, Linda, said, those Aspen people are moving down here. She says, the first day I see a mink coat trailing down the aisle in Circle Super, we're out of here. And about 2 weeks later, she said, I saw it, a white mink coat. So anyhow, we started looking farther down Valley. We ended up in just outside of Newcastle. And,
sure.
And I made a ridiculously long commute.
Yeah.
But this was almost 30 years ago.
Well, then you were up to it, right?
And so I've been here ever since.
So so you have been in the beekeeping business for a long time.
Yeah, I think I think I started in 1995. That would be 29 years.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. And now, is this true? Michelle Gossage, whom you've talked with, said that you have 80 hives.
I don't know.
You probably haven't counted
something like that.
Them, yeah.
The numbers kind of go up and down.
Sure, they
I make
do.
You know mm-hmm. I make splits of my hives, and I increase their numbers in the spring, and then they kick the bucket for one reason or another mm-hmm. all mm-hmm. through the year. Mm-hmm. So, but I'd say as of today, probably about 70.
Well, I'd say that's quite a few, wouldn't you, Chad?
Yeah.
I call this. I like to say that this is way bigger than a hobby, but still something short of a livelihood.
That makes sense too, from what other people I've talked to. So it sounds like you have been studying your beekeeping past and future here, and you're going to share some information also about what's going on in the world of bees.
Okay.
Okay. Is that I'm assuming that's what you're going to do when everybody comes to.
Oh no! You're talking.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
You're talking about my talk is going to be basically how we beekeepers and non-beekeepers, but especially non-beekeepers,
mm-hmm.
can the things that they can do
good.
To help not only honeybees but all of our 946 native bees here in Colorado.
Wow.
Bees of bees.
Wow, that's a lot.
And pretty impressive.
How important is it for us? You know, as you said, you can certainly talk about beekeeping and what that takes, but for the average people like myself and Chad, I don't think you are a beekeeper, are you?
No, not yet.
No, not
could,
yet.
Could be a hobby.
Oh, he might
could
get some tips from you.
Right.
Are there a lot of things that we could do, and why should we be so concerned about the bees? Don't excuse the pun.
the word is, I don't know how accurate it is, mm-hmm. but it's that one out of three bites of food
mm-hmm.
that we take
mm-hmm.
is attributed to pollination by pollinators, primarily honeybees.
Yeah, it is. And they need some help, don't they?
Yeah. And you know, one thing I'm going to talk about, I don't want to give my talk away.
No, of course not.
I'll clue you in a little bit.
Okay.
The most important flower for honeybees is dandelions. They come out early in the spring, and honeybees, over the course of the winter, they store honey from the summer before, and they use that honey to get through the winter. Sometimes they don't have enough, and so they're in general they're low on honey in the spring,
uh-huh.
and once the dandelions come up, if the weather is warm, they can make prodigious quantities of honey in a very short period of time. And this really gets them off on the right foot.
I have to tell you, my husband was going to go out and dig up those dandelions he found. And I'm going to go and say, I have a message from you from Ed. Keep him there for a little while.
Yes. You know, I don't get it. People think that dandelions are ugly, but I think they're beautiful. Of course, I'm biased, but ask your kids.
Good point.
They love
They
love dandelions. They like them when they're a beautiful yellow carpeting the countryside, and they like them when they turn to seed heads and they can hold them up and blow them.
That's right. Hey,
and once their that blooming period, which is just a few weeks, is over, just go back to being.
There you go.
Being a green plant that blend right in with your lawn. So
see, there you're going. That's just a little touch of what you're going to hear. And you can all of our listeners can tell you're going to be fun, Ed. I want to thank you for being on this morning. And I am assuming you'll bring some copies of your book. And everybody's looking forward to meeting you. And we'll be seeing you in the plaza at the Honeybee Festival in downtown Palisade on April 13th. And have fun on your trip to Texas. Thanks, Ed.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Now,
hey, America Local Events, this is Let's Go. Alamo 2024, coming up April 4th, Thursday night, 6:30 to 9. CMU Ballroom will be the place to get your tickets right now at alamogj.com. And the Orchard Mesa and Fruit Alliance Club are proud to announce the Beeping Easter Egg Hunt, a unique event for children between the ages of 3 and 12 who are blind or have low vision in our community. It's an all-inclusive event. It's coming up next Saturday, the 30th. American, that's Let's Go. For more, go to our website.
This year, be nice to yourself and fly GJT with Breeze Airways, now offering two new nonstop flights to Orange County and San Francisco. Breeze Airways is a seriously nice option for local travelers. Book now at flybreeze.com.
Hi, this is Sean with Curbside Cleaners, and we clean windows. If you hire us to power wash the exterior of your house or business, you'll save $2 on each exterior window cleaning. Let us be your one-stop shop for all your exterior cleaning needs. Visit curbsidecleaners.com to find out which of our many services are right for you.
Thanks for calling Toyota.
My kids are really excited about spring break, so I'm looking for a new Toyota to help make it amazing.
Imagine you and the kids in a Tundra on your way
to the lake to go speed boating.
Or even taking a RAV4
to an animal sanctuary to pick goats.
Sounds like your kids aren't the only ones excited about spring break.
Ready, set, go get your Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit Turner Toyota today on East Main in Montrose. Toyota, let's go places.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to new lives full of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but with God's help, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe, or joining Mercy Ships to bring life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org.
Strolling down the red carpet of the right, Sean Hannity.
I don't deserve that, but thank you.
Weekday afternoons at 1 on 1100 KNCZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Here I am with our guest, Chad Griffith, executive chef at the Wine Country Inn. I have down here, Chad, we've been trying to, you know, with your schedule and everything, getting you in. And trust me, everyone, we are going to have Chad back and have Chad back and have Chad back. You don't have to just, you know, wait until the Honeybee Festival is coming up, you know, and
right.
to come and see us and chat with us, because we're foodies.
Yeah.
And talk you're very day. Expert. I had you taste something that I'm experimenting with, too. And boy, you know what? I was really, let's just say it, gutsy to try and have you taste something like that, because you are the expert. And I go, do I do this or do I don't? But you have so many things. Do you want to run over a couple of them quickly? Adesia is coming up soon.
Yes, supporting Marillac Health. It's a wonderful thing.
And it is fabulous. My gosh, I don't know what the total amount of money for Marillac Clinic has been raised by Gene and Richard and all of you and all of the companies that help. But it's a
substantial amount. I think we're up to $500,000 over the past since we've started this
You
thing.
Know what? I was wondering. I would not doubt that one
I think
bit.
We're right around there.
And Gene Those and Richard have men. A passion for that.
Yeah.
They really
Wonderful
do.
Folks.
And, oh, aren't they, though?
Yeah.
And Gene, it's ironic, we had Ed Colby on. You can tell he's going to be fun
to
attend his presentation.
I can't wait to hear the presentation.
Well, they say he has some real stories to tell that are very interesting right. in his life of beekeeping. But and Chad, you and your sidekick and assistant and whatever you want to call me, will be there cooking with honey. And we're not going to tell. We're not going to tell.
Okay.
You know, sometimes I try to get that out of you, but now I'm thinking this is going to be so, you all will totally love what Chad is doing, and you'll get to at least experiment something probably new that I am doing. I'm getting cold feet, but you kind of, you kind of encouraged me, I think.
Okay.
And you'll test them a little bit more too, but. I think it'll be fun, don't you?
Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And,
interesting cooking techniques.
I think you have done a Cooking with Honey presentation and Peach Cuisine with Colorado Chefs presentation.
Yeah.
Always can count on you. And everybody just loves you.
And sometimes you do a little bit of both.
Yes.
Peaches and honey is always good.
Peaches and honey. See? Yeah. Well, just thinking ahead. No, the Peach Festival is coming, you
it's
know.
True.
Seems to me like that's tomorrow, too. But tell us a little. And of course, it's because you love to help with these kinds of activities. and Jean, I don't think she even has to ask you. I just now just say, Chad.
Yeah.
Honeybee Festival.
Yeah, I just put it on the schedule now.
Yeah, right. April 13th.
Yeah, it's always fun to do something different and cook something unique with honey.
Yeah, and it's always fun to see what you come up with. And it's never too difficult, you know, and it doesn't have like 2 pages of ingredients.
No, no, try to keep them simple. 5 ingredients or so.
Yes, 6 ingredients. Yes, and delicious.
Stuff that you have at home.
I mean, and local honey.
Yeah.
I really feel local honey makes a difference in the taste.
Yeah, that and for your allergies.
Yes,
local
a lot
honey's
of people.
Really good for your allergies to keep those down.
Yeah,
keep.
I know a guy that eats a spoonful of honey. See, that's what it should have been. A spoonful of honey helps the medicine go down,
right?
Instead of a spoonful of sugar in that old kids movie. You probably don't even know the movie. You're too young. We won't go there.
Okay.
Okay. So, and that's going to be so much fun. But also, Adesia, can you just give us a quick overview of what's going to be happening there?
Yes. On April 6th, we're going to be doing the wine pairing dinner,
mm-hmm.
which
I'm
is
be
a
there.
5-course meal featuring 6 different wineries. We have Grand River. We have Avant Vineyards. We have Red Fox. We have Carlson Vineyards, mm-hmm. Booklip Vineyards, and the Vintners Collective. So, should be a fun night there.
Delicious. Do you want to reveal any of the menu?
It's a home on the range theme.
Oh.
And actually, I get to cook with my wife. We're going to do this
Kat's
together.
Kat's going to be there.
She is.
Oh.
Which is going to be amazing. It's going to be fun.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
We've kind of wrote the menu together. Did
okay.
Did some research and went and tasted the wines.
Very good.
Together.
Well, a collaboration between the couple.
So this should be really fun this night.
Oh, very good. So I think, okay.
We'll say game influence. We got some pheasant, we got some bison, we got some elk.
Mm. All good for you.
And kind of Colorado inspired.
All right. Okay. We're just going to leave it there, aren't we? Uh-huh. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited.
And then on the expo on the 7th.
Yes.
On Sunday.
Beautiful.
We have like 38, almost 40 vendors, I think, this year.
Oh, my
gosh. So it should be one of the biggest we've had.
Oh, sounds wonderful.
And I'll be cooking something really fun that day.
Of course you will. That day, you walk through, I mean, and a lot of times there's some good music playing and you...
Yes, we got a band.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I forgot the name.
Yes, that's okay, but there will be a band.
Yes.
We have a band at the Honeybee Festival, the Queen Bees.
Oh.
Of course.
Queen Bees.
Yes, we're having the Queen Bees. But, so you'll be sampling fine wines and food.
Fine food, spirits, mm-hmm, beers,
mm-hmm,
food trucks. There's different restaurants involved.
Wow.
So there'll be desserts, there'll be barbecues, there'll be some pizzas. Yeah, all kinds of food and walk around and drink fine wine. And
boy, what a hard thing to do to help out Marillac.
Yeah. It's kind of the kickoff to the summer there in the valley.
It is. I think with the Honeybee Festival and Adesia, those are the two things you hear about right away in the spring. And both happy, wonderful events.
Yeah.
In a beautiful setting.
Yeah, and then the Honeybee Festival is so cool downtown.
Isn't it, though?
Just to get it all started.
Yes.
And in the valley. It's fun.
I mean, the peach trees might be in full bloom then. I don't know.
Oh, I know. That could be cool.
Yeah, that would be. But
it's good for the bees.
I call it a happy festival. Because it's not going to be 103 when you're walking around.
Right.
And you'll see two- and four-legged bees.
Yeah.
Right. And lots of smiles and, beekeepers. Yeah. And actually, kids can have their picture taken because we will have an actual beekeeper in the full outfit. Yes, walking around, and then those bigger bees on two legs and four legs that you can have your picture taken with.
Right.
So, and learn everything you need. Well, maybe not everything you need to know, but everything you should know about bees and how you can help them. And Ed brought up a good point. Some people, beekeeping is for some people,
right?
But not all of us. And it's hard work, and it's expensive.
It's a patience game.
And a lot of people have the passion for it. And so you can talk with people in the business who can guide you, because we'll also have Mount Garfield Nursery there to talk about friendly plants,
right.
That bees love and what you can do. And so lots of fun things like that, and a bee costume contest and a spelling bee. The bee puns are really... buzzing around. So Adesia, now you don't want to really give us a hint, do you, what you're going to prepare? See, here you are the week before working on Adesia and that weekend, and Jean and all you guys are, and then what do? You move right into Honeybee Festival mode, and the next weekend is the Honeybee Festival.
Yeah, and then there's another festival after that.
That you probably, are you...
It's the Bluegrass Bash.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
It's the next weekend.
Yes, that's right. And that has grown to a fun thing. It really has.
Yeah. I got friends coming to see some bands as well. So
hey, more on that and more about cooking with honey and something that Phil, our good friend Phil, has for us that I think you'll find very interesting. Just remember, it's quality meats. But you know how Phil is, so stick with this. We'll be right back.
It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a TurboMax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. Or to turn anywhere into home base in the Chevy Silverado with DuraBed, the largest, most functional bed of any competitor. So kick off whatever your thing is season right. Because it all starts with Chevy Truck. It's Chevy Truck season. Get as low as 0.9% financing on all 2024 Silverado 1500 models. Visit TurnerChevrolet.com. Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines. 0.9% APR for 36 months. Monthly payment is $28.16 for every $1,000 in finance. Example down payment, 15.8%. Must finance with GM Financial. Some customers may not qualify, not available with lease, and some other offers take new retail delivery by 4/30/24.
For years, hunters and shooters have come to Jerry's Outdoor Sports from all over the country. Now you can shop at Jerry's anytime, anywhere. Jerry's Outdoor Sports has officially launched their new online experience. Shop their legendary inventory of rifles, shotgun safes, ammo, and more with any Wi-Fi connected device. Just go to jerrysoutdoorsports.com to shop online and use promo code radio to get 10% off your entire online order. That's promo code radio for 10% off. Jerry's Outdoor Sports, the locals' choice for specialty shooting supplies.
1100 KNZZ, dependable weather.
Chance of rain and snow Sunday, Grand Junction 50, Montrose 48. Mostly cloudy overnight, 32. Partly sunny Monday, 50. Chance of showers Tuesday, 53.
It's comforting to know conservative values haven't been abandoned everywhere.
All we want is freedom and liberties and less government.
Welcome home. News Radio 1100 KNZZ. News Radio 1100 KNZZ. Grand Junction.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Voters are heading to the polls in Missouri and Louisiana today for their presidential primary votes. Not a lot of drama considering that both former President Trump and President Biden have locked up their respective parties' nominations at this point. More than 100 people are dead after gunmen opened fire in a concert hall in Moscow. And it's still not clear who carried out the attack. The ISIS terrorist group is claiming responsibility. Some conservatives inside of Russia are blaming Ukraine, which denies any involvement. In a video announcement on social media, Princess of Wales Kate announced that she will be undergoing chemotherapy for cancer found earlier this year. Former President Trump says that his recent warnings of a bloodbath were referring only to the demise of the U.S. auto industry if Biden is reelected.
And we have breaking news.
Keep up.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
With what happens next.
Issue executive orders.
Push through his agenda.
News Radio 1100 KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And I am back here at 1100 KNZZ AM 92.7 FM. There. Mm-hmm. I got it. The cone is over there, and Chad Griffith, executive chef from Wine Country Inn, is here to talk. Well, you know, I knew since you were coming, not only would we talk about being a chef at and doing a presentation at the Honeybee Festival, you had a couple other things on your schedule that I thought might be fun. And we were talking about Odessia. What does Odessia mean?
Odessia is the goddess of food.
Okay.
Greek goddess of food.
Yes, yes.
Food, wine.
And wine.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. And
beverage.
Fine wine. Very, very good. And you have, do you know how, which one this is? This is the annual,
I think we're 13, 14?
I believe it.
13, 14th year?
I think so. I mean, I know it has to be up there.
Yeah.
And all of the funds go to Marillac Clinic, which, a lot of times you can't afford, you're working and everything, but you can't afford enough health care. And isn't that what Marillac is all about, is helping?
Yeah, helping individuals with either no insurance or low
right.
amounts of insurance.
Yeah, right, no or low,
and
yeah.
Yeah, you could have issues or have something that
right.
comes up in life and you need some help.
Oh, I've known people who have been so thankful that they right. were there. And Jane and Richard Talley and their family and is involved in actually running the place as well.
Right.
But every year, I mean, Jane got, I don't know how she came up with this idea, but... it's been a passion of hers, and it's such a wonderful contribution to our valley.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing for the community as well.
Yeah, it is. And so we were talking about cooking with honey and your presentation at the Honeybee Festival. However, we both want to kind of keep things under our hat right now. But I can assure you that you will just feel like you are in a world of fine eating with honey when they come, don't you think?
Right. Elegance.
And you're kind of helping me with my experiment here.
It's going to be good.
Good.
It's killer.
Okay, good. Good. Yeah. I tell you guys, you know, when you decide you're experimenting with something like this, and then you, should I have him taste it and tell me? Should I? and I'm going to be with him, you know, today. And what? And then finally goes, oh, get with it. Take it and have him taste it.
And that's what I teach the kids in the kitchen as well, is just taste your food. Taste your food.
There's the key, right?
You know, everybody's got different taste buds. If you're not tasting the food, how do you know if it's good or not?
You know, and that's the thing. And when there's competition with judges, you know, cooking competition, I think that's important for people to remember, because sometimes one judge that may, you know, go for another dish over yours is just because their taste buds, really.
Yeah. It's personal.
Yeah.
Some people like tomatoes more than peaches, and some people like peaches more than tomatoes.
There you know. Tomato, tomato, peach. and so keep that in mind. However, I know that Ed, you know, has won many competitions with his honey, for instance, which I found to be very interesting. And he's going to be Ed Colby's going to be a fun speaker.
Nice.
Yeah, and we're going to be there in and around his time. Palisade honeybeefest.org. You know, I have said Palisade Peach Fest so many times that I have to be careful, because it just kind of rolls off my tongue.
Right.
But Palisade honeybeefest.org, and we'll have the whole schedule up there. But we'll have great music. Great, you know, our local fooderies are all going to be open, and so you want to go in. And but however, we will also have other, we'll have some food trucks as well, because a lot of people come.
A
lot of people come.
It's growing every year.
And a lot of fun vendor booths, and all the shops, Palisade will be open as well. So you know you have some fun shopping, and this I think this gets you. This and Odessia get people so in the mood. They're in the mood for spring anyway.
Right.
And for light and good tasting foods, and the sunny weather. And as I mentioned before, it won't be 103 or 105.
Yeah.
It will
crisp,
be a
nice sun and the crisp breeze.
I know, isn't it? It's just perfect. And so much fun seeing the children. And really, they get educated more and more without even realizing they are, because the RB.
Yeah.
you know, if I don't say something when I say a B word, including B.
Yeah.
B-E and B-E-E. But seeing those children, they're so proud of the crafts and things that they're doing as well. And you know, the school district is learning more and more. They're getting kids more involved. And one of the teachers, Jen Steele from Palisade, is going to be running the spelling bee.
Oh, excellent.
And she's, you know, going over the words and everything. And Carol Z will be there. And she has treasures for about everybody who, I think, you know, enters.
Yeah.
They're all winners when you go to
Honeybee.
This Honeybee spelling bee.
Right.
And we have a couple adult bees that are so much fun there that time. And Dan Bean, we just love Dan. He's with the insectary there in Palisade. Worldwide known for what they do.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and they're working on getting good bugs to get the bad bugs that hurt bees. I mean, and others, you know, like the vine weed, that one, they've come up with something that will eat all of that.
Right.
And but the idea is that channel that they're going in without using in place of insecticides, or at least cutting way down,
right,
is big news. And he's worked so hard, and he will update you on the latest that's happening. And his lovely daughter will be with him, and she will be showing you some of the subjects of the study, let's say.
Ah, cool.
And you might be real interested. Some are real tiny, and some are not so tiny. Just look, and then Ed, you know, with Ed and Cooking with Honey and Dan, and the music.
Have to get there early. And stay late is what it sounds like.
Come early and stay late. 10 to 4. We open an hour earlier this year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So 10 to 4, and then just walking around, and there's so many things going on, and there's going to be bump and jump for the kids as well, and.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you know, it keeps growing. It keeps growing and growing. It's going to be so much fun. Okay, we've talked about Adesia. How would you get information about Adesia?
AdesiaPalisade.com.
That is so easy. That's great.
I think we're getting close to getting sold out on the wine pairing dinner on Saturday night. So jump in.
Okay.
And get what you can right now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's definitely some tickets available for the expo on Sunday.
Terrific. Go to the same website.
Same website, AdesiaPalisade.com.
Right.
And it'll take you, it'll push you through both of the events.
It will. And
whichever one you want to participate in, or if not both.
Right.
Well, let's do it.
And exactly.
Yeah.
And it is such, Wine Country Inn, such a lovely setting, and you can go out those big doors.
You've got a couple rooms. You can just spend the night.
And you can. I think some people do, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if those going to the, I was going to say going to the dinner the night before, but no, I know some that go the day of to taste all those wonderful things at the expo. And it's actually some of our family here at the radio station.
Oh, great.
Uh-huh, yes. And they live there, but they stay there.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's like a little staycation.
Yes. Now, Phil Emerson at Quality Meats. He, of course, has hams. And he said he knew we were going to talk about honey. And he said, well, how about a honey glaze for ham? Do you have an idea for a honey glaze for ham for Phil? I have an old one here that I used to do and I loved. And that was 2/3 cup honey, 1/3 cup Dijon-style mustard, and 1/4 teaspoon of ground cloves. And just mix that all up. You bake the ham. Of course, you don't put the glaze on at first.
Okay. You kind of glaze it like halfway through?
Yeah.
Okay.
3/4 through. Yeah.
That sounds pretty good.
Well, what I like about it is it's kind of sweet savory.
Yeah.
I mean, you can use jams. You can use peach jam. Well, actually, you could add a little mustard to those. But, and you can come up with, you know, there's a lot of.
That's a good basic one, though. You could add some herbs to that.
Yes. There you go.
You know, different flavored honeys.
Right. Now, okay, and we know that Phil has, like, some people will have a brunch, and he's got the bacon. Boy, does he have the bacon, the really good smoked.
Yeah.
The peppered is my favorite. And the eggs, eggs. Yeah, yes.
Eggs, bacon.
And there you go. You can make a nice.
Little honey toast.
Yeah.
You're good to go.
Oh, look at you. Yeah. Frittata, scrambled, whatever.
Oh,
right?
There you go.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And also, you don't forget your pecan pie when you go by Phil's. Mike's Pies, you've heard of them.
Yep. They have wonderful pies.
Yes. And don't ask me how Phil got onto these, but he has Mike's Pies, and if you look it up, if you do a Google thing, you'll find out that this guy was a football player when he missed his mom's pies, and he started making those pies down south, and now he has a 55,000 foot, you know, place now where he produces those pies. But no fillers, no preservatives, the true thing. $16 for an 8-piece pie.
Right.
And big, it's a pie. Mike's pie.
And they're good sized pies.
And there's really good quality there. So you'd want to get down there, I think, soon, because I really don't know how many he has, how many he had the opportunity to get. But there you go. Your dessert's taken care of as well. And 340, we always say Phil puts the Q in quality.
Uh-huh.
And his Quality Meats has been there for many, many, many years. So go see Phil, 9 to 5 today. And then, of course, he's open next week to help you with anything like that for your Easter, be it fish, be it, you know, standing rib, roast, whatever. So,
Salmon, pecan pie.
Look at, see, there you go. The chef said it. So we'll be right back with our last segment, I'm sad to say. Don't go away.
Thanks for calling Toyota.
My kids are really excited about spring break, so I'm looking for a new Toyota to help make it amazing.
Imagine you and the kids in a Tundra on your way
to the lake to go speedboating.
Or even taking a RAV4.
To an animal sanctuary to pick goats.
Sounds like your kids aren't the only ones excited about spring break.
Ready, set, go get your Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit Turner Toyota today on East Main in Montrose. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, this is Dave Herkamp with ProSpace Interiors here in Grand Junction. ProSpace has been serving the office furniture needs of local businesses for over 45 years. Our experienced sales and design staff can assist you in selecting the right office furniture from over 50 manufacturers. And our professional installation crews will get the job done right. So for your next office project, big or small, give the pros at ProSpace a call at 242-7575 or online at prospace.biz.
All right, contestants, here's your next question. You're driving on the highway when you see an accident on the side of the road and a state patrol car with its lights on. What should you do? Chris, you rang in first.
Slow down?
Ooh, sorry. So close. Mary!
Move over?
No. I'm sorry. The correct answer was slow down and move over. That's slow down and move over. Not one or the other, but both. Mary, you still have the board.
I'm sorry. Is this an actual game show?
Nope. It's a public service message for Slow Down, Move Over, Colorado.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Slow down and move over. It's the law. Learn more at sdmocolorado.org.
NBC Grand Radio shares this message to support our community.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids are facing hunger every day? Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
All families are different, and some have parents or children with little to no eyesight. But this doesn't stop them from sharing the work, play, love, and laughter of family life. Eyesight doesn't define a parent, a child, or a family. What counts is being together. Want to learn more? Visit us on the web at blind.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
When you don't know, checking in is how to stay in the know.
To provide us the information we need.
News Radio 1100.
To understand all of the facts.
KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Well, we were sitting here. Welcome back to the show, 1100 KNZZ AM 92.7 FM. Nakona's over there, I think, dreaming of ham and all the good stuff.
Yes, I am.
And yes, the pecan pie.
I am not a fan of pecan pie, but at most of my family is. So it makes me need to go pick one up anyway,
yeah,
right?
Yes, yes, yes. And maybe put Chad, executive chef at Wine Country Inn, working on Odessia Honeybee Festival presentation. Right. And let's see, Mother's Day. You're going to have a buffet, probably.
Yeah.
And you told me a couple other things, too. I mean, you talk about kicking off spring. I mean, you're jumping into everything.
Yeah. It's starting early. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
It's beautiful. Food. Everybody's got to eat.
Yeah, we have to get you and Kat back again.
Right?
Yeah, we do.
She would love to come.
Well, and I'd love to have her. And so much fun and so knowledgeable and creative. And you guys are. And so... Easter buffet. What would we find at Easter buffet?
I'm going to have peach glazed ham, actually.
Okay.
And Got some whole roasted strip loins.
Mm.
Chef carved salmon with citrus butter sauce. Let's see. Mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes.
Mm.
Nice spinach salad. A couple different desserts, little peach pies, some stuff like that.
Okay, I'm hungry.
I know. Same here.
I ate a little bit of Greek yogurt with blueberries this morning. But now when you're talking about all this, Nakona, have you noticed how you start to salivate during this program?
Always. Every
single
time.
I mean, we
talk
to
Phil,
you know, and we start talking about all these ideas.
Bourbon
so,
whipped cream on that pecan pie.
Real whipped cream.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I'd rather have a little bit of real whipped cream than the other stuff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Than the stuff out of the can.
Yeah. yes, out of the can or out of a plastic container that's not really whipped cream.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
So here's what we like to do is, and gosh, this is our first Easter. All of these now are our first without my mom. But she would always bake an angel food cake. And then I would decorate it with real whipped cream, frost it with real whipped cream. And you know what? Real whipped cream holds up well.
Yes.
It really does. And then I would take strawberries, two ways, take strawberries and wash them, of course, and pat them dry. And then cut the stem off a little, turn them upside down on top of the cake and cover them with strawberries.
Nice.
And then you can drizzle a little chocolate, you know, when you serve it. That's one way. Or you can take and take the strawberry and cut it in half. And like you do with a watermelon, how you go, you do the jagged, the up and down. What do you call that?
The crown.
The crown.
Yeah.
That, of course, I was going to say, it looks like the crown.
Yeah.
You can do that, and you can get the gel, that green gel, you know, a little tube. And so then you make the stem, and then you put that strawberry. Now looks like a flower.
Oh, it's beautiful.
The way you cut that. And it's beautiful. So those are my two ideas. But now I have a granddaughter-in-law who likes chocolate cake the best. So I don't know about that. I'll have to think about that. Of course, the easiest thing, but we have two very young men right now who have to hunt for Easter eggs and that. And I don't think we can divide ourselves up. And
you could do
some
chocolate.
Come to the buffet.
You could do chocolate whipped cream. Do chocolate whipped cream, and then everybody's happy.
Now, what chocolate do you use to put in whipped cream? Do you just use any old?
I would probably use like a Hershey syrup.
Okay.
Or like a syrup.
Okay. Okay.
You could use a cocoa powder, but I would use like a Hershey syrup or something like that. Or a Ghirardelli's chocolate syrup or something like that. Or Enstrom's. I'm sure. Does Enstrom's have a chocolate syrup? I'm sure they do, right?
I know they have caramel in a jar, but.
They got everything.
I wonder. I'll have to ask.
Everything they got is good, so I would imagine they got some.
Really? Yes. Yeah. I
look into that
there's
myself.
Food for thought.
Yeah, food for thought. Yeah. I'll figure that one out myself.
Hey, we should have a program called Food for Thought. Do you have any, we're just about out of time, but a tip about cooking with honey that you need to be aware of or watch or?
I use a lot for salad dressings.
I do too.
I use it as an emulsifier with my oil and vinegar.
Yes, and there is a definite difference in the taste. And yes. I've made some for some of those cooking with honeys before, and there is, I don't know how to explain it, but it has a fresher maybe taste.
Cleaner.
Yes.
Yeah, more natural.
Yes, and so if you have recipes at home that you make dressings all the time, calls for sugar. Use honey.
Use a little honey.
Yeah. And honey is a little sweeter than sugar, and so you might not have to add as much.
Right.
And so do maybe a little and then taste it and Yes, I use it in all kinds of dressings and sauces.
Yeah. Yeah, to sweeten baked items as well a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes, and last year I did a cornbread.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, and And I swear it made a difference too.
Right, the blueberry honey cornbread.
Yes, I did.
Coming back to me, it was really good.
Yes. Oh, very good. Well, you did something really. You always do something so good, and you always come so prepared.
Well, thanks.
Yes. And so
it's always fun to talk about it and feed people.
To find out about Adesia quickly, Adesia.
Palisade.com.
Okay. And the Honey Bee Festival, PalisadeHoneyBeeFest.org.
Org.
Uh-huh. That's the org one. And then to keep up with you guys on everything that you've got coming up, the Easter buffet, the Mother's Day buffet.
Wine Country Inn.
Wine Country. Gosh, that's hard. Chad, thank you so much for coming and being honest.
It's always a pleasure.
Okay. Well, hey, we're going to have you back and Kat. And gosh, it's not supposed to rain till tomorrow, but I can't see what it's doing outside. But have a good weekend and get out there. You feel so much better if you get out and take a walk and enjoy the forsythia and all of the spring that's popping up all over. Have a really good weekend.